Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, the lead Spurs writer at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone. And I've been covering the Spurs from press row since 2004. Thanks again for pressing play. And I appreciate you coming back because you have one heavy topic. It's kind of fun, but I think this needs to be discussed already. A lot of attention is on Kawhi. I know this is like we're beating a dead horse by now. And of course, you know, we all know about the playoff, fighting for a spot, losing to the Clippers didn't help at all. But instead of talking about a players, schedule, the playoffs, we're going to be focusing on the man that's leading it all. And that's head coach Greg Popovich. Basically, has he done a good job? Has he been that stable force for this team in a very turbulent season? And have maybe, just maybe, has he done enough to maybe garner some COI, Coach of the Year votes? Should he be the Coach of the Year? Well, we know the NBA awards are not till June, but we're going to jump ahead and go ahead and talk about this on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Basically, should Popovich be considered for the Coach of the Year? And I'm going to be talking about that and a lot more with Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, and he is back. Joe, nights ago, by the time this show goes up, the Spurs did themselves no favors by blowing a 19-point lead and allowing the Clippers to score 41 freaking points in the fourth quarter. To pretty much hand the Spurs the L on the road. I know, Joe, shocking. And basically put them in a position now where their playoff lives are at stake. It got 10 times worse. Their margin of error is so small right now, they can't afford a mess up here, a mess up there. Now, mind you, this is recorded before the Spurs-Lakers game, so maybe some of the stuff that Joe and I talk about may be a little stale, but nevertheless, you know, after the Spurs' biggest flop of the season, in my opinion, was LAC a few nights ago, a lot of Spurs fans were pretty much blaming on Pop and, you know, it's his fault. Why did he call a timeout? And why did he get the ball in Manu Ginobili's hand and Patty Mills' hand, et cetera, et cetera? But nevertheless, despite the fan criticism, in my opinion, Joe, he's done a bang-up job this season. I'll let you have your first take. Basically, do you think Popovich has done enough to either win the COI or become a very strong candidate for the award?
I think he's done enough to actually win Coach of the Year this season.
Woo!
You know, if
I take right there.
Yeah, and if the Spurs fans really look at and see what's happened, I mean, he's done it with role players. He's been able to take this team from where it looked like they were just going to tank the whole season to where they've been competitive. And now, you know, at the later part of the season, they're in playoff contention. And this is all without their star player in Kawhi Leonard. So what he's done this season has been nothing short of a miracle. And he does deserve Coach of the Year.
You know, that's, you look at the Coach of the Year award, and usually 9 out of 10 times is given to the coach that has them in the league. I mean, that's usually how it goes. And in this case, all eyes are likely on Mike D'Antoni of the Rockets and other candidates. You know, we see what Brad Stevens is doing in Boston. But Popovich is still laying low. Now, look, he is one not to seek the limelight. He is not the one to be, hey, put the spotlight on me. Look what I'm doing in San Antonio. But as Joe mentioned, Pop has done a lot with less, a lot more than what maybe, well, a lot more issues, that is, he may have had or Warriors team, what Kerr's doing, and, you know, who knows, I forget his name, the coach of the Raptors, Dwayne Casey, you know, he deserves some consideration. But look, Casey, D'Antoni, Stevens, and whoever else is on the list to get that award pretty much haven't had to deal with what Popovich had to deal this season. He had to deal in the offseason with a disgruntled employee, LaMarcus Aldridge. They took care of that. They got a big head the media and Kawhi Leonard and his camp. And frankly, He's not coming back, in my opinion. I know they just list him as out for this game, out for this game, but I don't think he's coming back at all. You had injuries galore, not only to Kawhi Leonard and his right quad, Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, LaMarcus Aldridge even. They had a big scare recently. But yet the Spurs are still in the thick of things. Do you think, Joe, the fact that he's getting overlooked is simply just a popularity contest? Or do you think this is a situation where, you know, the Spurs, they're not the Spurs right now, and Popovich has been exposed? You see, you know, he doesn't have Kawhi, and now he has a mediocre team. Let's just cast him aside and focus on some other candidates that maybe aren't as worthy for the award as Popovich.
No, I think it Popovich, if he's getting overlooked, it's a travesty. But Popovich has been a great coach, and I dare say he's one of the best coaches in NBA history. And it's not because of the talent that's been he's been surrounded with, in like, you know, Phil Jackson, how he had a Michael Jordan, and then later on he was surrounded by, you know, Kobe and Shaq, and he won championships with both of these teams. And to him, to his credit, he was, I think, an okay coach, but he won those championships because of the talent. Now, Popovich, yeah, he had some future Hall of Famers playing with him, but nothing to the star caliber that like Phil Jackson had. But Popovich has been able to do it with his skills and being able to utilize the best, you know, I guess to utilize those skills to the best of his ability and making this Spurs culture here in San Antonio and doing a good job from, you know, inside the locker room and showing these players what professionalism is and how to carry themselves both on and off the court. And it's mm-hmm. all this has been done through Popovich's vision, you know, that he's had for the team since he was named the head coach. So this is something that, you know, if he doesn't win it this year, it's kind of a travesty. But to what's been going on this season, and the unlike, and you know, it's not like the Spurs haven't played to the best of their abilities. I think the Spurs have had a lot of bad habits this season. So it's not Popovich's fault that these players still exhibit these bad tendencies or this bad behavior on the court and giving up these huge leads. And everybody wants to blame Coach Pop. It's not Coach Pop, because I guarantee you he's showing them the same exact, you know, film, and he's still working on all these fundamentals just as he's done in the past. But you can only do this so many times with these players. I mean, basically, it's up to the players to correct these bad habits and these bad tendencies in games. So it's not his fault. He's doing the best he can with what he's got. Yeah. And I think he should be commended for that.
Yeah, consider this, Joe and listeners. You know, the Spurs, as of this recording, again, we're recording before the Spurs-Lakers game, are 45-33. That puts them in the fifth spot in the West playoff race. That's right up there with the Thunder and their big three that was heralded and praised and applauded.
As a super team, no less.
As a super team. The Spurs aren't considered a super team. The Thunder are a super team, but they have a better record as of right now than the Thunder. They have a better record than Anthony Davis and the Pelicans. The Pelicans, you know, yes, you know, bad luck hit them and they lost DeMarcus Cousins. Nevertheless, you know, that's a younger team, but they used to have a better record than them. Utah Jazz, who's in the fourth spot as of this recording, and they're right there to become, the Spurs that is, a top four team in the West. The only reason why the Jazz are ahead is because they have the tiebreaker head-to-head. Nevertheless, Popovich pretty much cobbled together this squad and has them fighting for a home court advantage in the first round. That's amazing. And talk about the balls he had to go up to a Hall of Fame player, Tony Parker, early in the season and say, you know what? Your time has passed. It's time for the new generation to take over. And he's going to trust the starting point guard position to a sophomore, DeJounte Murray, and say, run it. And yeah, he's had to put up with some of DeJounte's ups and downs and fumbles as a young player. But nevertheless, he's stuck with them. And so far, so good. We're seeing Murray blossom into what looks like a very good player, maybe next season, where he could have a coming out party in his third year. You also look at this too, Joe. You know, he's taking the heat for players. A lot of Spurs fans are bagging on Patty Mills, bagging him bad. But Popovich was quick to defend and put the blame him for saying, I am the one who's responsible for having him a bad season. I am the one who's telling him, come off the bench, and now you're starting, and now you're going to be point guard, and now you're not going to play today, and now you're going to play today. Okay, now you're going to start. He's taken that role. He's defended Kawhi as best he could. Yes, he's getting some flack right now for making what people think are some underhanded comments towards him, but nevertheless, you know, you can tell his frustration, and he's human, and what coach of the NBA wouldn't want their best player back on the court? Yeah, everybody would. You also look at this, Joe, and I want to get your thoughts on this. He's also been able, in my opinion, I think I've seen more patience with him this year. Yes, he has the occasional outburst at Murray. We've seen it all, and you kind of cringing your teeth and gritting them really tough. You're like, oh, yeah, Murray's getting a handful. But when the NBA games have that like a little snippet of what is said on the court, you see Popovich more of in a nurturing way. I think that gets overlooked this season. I think he's showing so much more patience than he ever has with his squad. Joe?
No, I agree with you and everything that you just finished saying. You know, it starts with Pop and it just, you know, trickles down into his players. And, you know, they have this great relationship that they've built over the course of years. You know, they're more than just players to him. These are like his extended family. And he's asked, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of these players to do things that, you know, a lot of coaches would be afraid to do. And, you know, especially with like Tony Parker pulling him aside and say, time's come, you got to, you know, give up your starting position and let's let the young gun out here have a shot at see what he's got. Mm-hmm. And he's okay with it. You know, that's something that's telling you that both the player and the coach have a lot of respect for one another. And they believe in each other, you know, and when Pop says to do something, they're going to do it because they trust him with everything they got. You know, they know that if they trust in his system, he's going to get him to the promised land. And he's done that 5 times, you know, so why wouldn't you listen to this man? You'd be crazy not to, you know, so
it's a shame that, you know, maybe not a shame, but maybe it's just unfortunate. How's that? This award is not like a season long award. And what I mean by that is, okay, obviously the coach of the year award usually goes to also a playoff team and what coach guided that team to a good showing in the regular season to make them into the playoffs. And, you know, if the NBA voters or the media voters that vote for the coach of the year could factor in if Popovich takes the, I think if they go beyond the first round, that is a huge accomplishment considering what has happened this season. But unfortunately, for Popovich, it's based on the regular season. And yeah, the bells and the whistles and the cheering and the oohs and the ahs out of Houston and what Harden is doing and Chris Paul's doing and Capella's doing, and, you know, they go back to, oh, it's D'Antoni and his system. You know, he put together, you know, a game plan and look at them go. You're seeing Toronto, you know, Dwayne Casey, you know, the best in the East, you know, could they top all the Cavs? We shall see. In Boston, doing so much without Gordon Hayward and now without Kyrie Irving. So Brad Stevens applaud. But if you're going to take into that consideration, why not take Popovich's situation, put it on a balancing scale and really see which way it tips? I think it'll tip towards Popovich and say, wait, he's done all of this and dealt with everything that you just listed. And the Spurs are still in the thick of things in the West playoff race? I mean, my goodness. Now, granted, Joe, this show may come out a bad time. You know what happened against the Clippers, that is. And a lot of fans were on him. Do you take exception to that? Do you think Spurs fans can be too hard on Popovich? Or do you think they should be hard on Popovich?
I think Spurs fans are like spoiled, rotten children, man. If they don't get their way and you know, every single minute of the day, they throw a fit. And it's basically what's happened this season is Spurs fans have gotten used to greatness for 20 years. And because they hit a little skid this year, and it's not even a skid, it's more of trying to overcome adversity and all these like injuries.
Like a little splinter.
Yeah, and they're throwing a fit. Now, oh, my God, everything's over now. You know, what's happening? How come they're not playing the way they're supposed to? Well, it's hard to do that when you're missing your best player. And then you've been riddled with injury all season long, and you're still trying to be competitive, and you're still winning games. And yes, you might lose, and you might get embarrassed by some of these other, you know, subpar 500 teams, but it happens. Every team in the league, it happens to the best of them. You know, they don't always win against these no-name teams or these teams that only have five wins. Sometimes a team that only has five wins can blow out a team like the Rockets. You know, it can happen on any given night. It's not just, oh, it's the Spurs. It's only happening to them. It happens to everybody in the league. But I think Spurs fans... Go ahead.
With Ty Lue right now. What's going on with Ty Lue and the Cavs?
Yeah.
You know, he has LeBron James on his hands. He has the greatest basketball player in the world. And they're having struggles.
Yeah. So it happens. I just think what happens with these Spurs fans is that they get spoiled. And when things happen like they have this season and they get, you know, come up to adversity, they throw a fit. And they're looking for someone to blame. They're looking for that scapegoat. And the only one that they can turn to and say, this is your fault, they're going to point the finger right at Coach Pop. You know, and I've even heard, you know, some fans say, fire Pop. You know, we need to let him go. He's already too old. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys, man?
Yeah, and they're also throwing the fingers and pointing the fingers at Patty Mills. He's been the whipping boy pretty much this entire season, in my opinion.
You know, and I gave him flack, too, for the way he played earlier in the season.
Pau Gasol, because sometimes he gets it bad from Spurs fans as well. But nevertheless, you know, this is a show about Popovich and if he's deserving and worthy of the Coach of the Year multiple times in the past. He always downplays it. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, Joe, you understand this. If he doesn't get it, I think he'd be okay with that. I mean, very okay with that, because his vision is more the task at hand, and that being the team. You know, Monta Ginobili said it best after the loss to the Clippers. You know, they asked him about the 50-win season streak ending, and he says, I don't care. Basically, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly the response that you will get from Popovich. They ask him, like, oh, you didn't win the Coach of the Year award. I don't care. I don't give a damn. You know, because what more important is the Spurs getting rings.
Yeah.
And when you have that type of mentality from a coach, and you toss in everything that he's dealt with this season – and really, 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 in my opinion, having to deal with the rumor mill and the he said, she said, and these tense meetings with the team and Kawhi Leonard, and then you have former Spurs Jackson calling Popovich out in the sense of that he's the one who's orchestrating this whole attack on Kawhi, yet the Spurs are still in the middle of it. And you can tell that's that focus. You know, that's the razor sharp focus that he has to get this team on the same page. We're on the same page in versus the Clippers, but nevertheless, they're still not out of it. And they have to just make that push. And if they make the playoffs, that'd be a huge accomplishment. But the bigger accomplishment, if they go beyond it, beyond the first round. I mean, my goodness, it's just so sad that voters for that award couldn't factor that in. So, Joe, what are your final thoughts? Do you think at the end of the day, and I know you said that he deserves it, but do you think that he's been overlooked not only this season, but pretty much for his entire career when it comes to that award?
Yeah, of course, you know, because like you were saying, when the award is given, it's usually given to a team that has one of the best records, you know, and if he is overlooked, can you imagine how many other great coaches were overlooked because they only want to give the award to teams with the good records? Some of these teams that, you know, kind of like just barely made it into the playoffs. I mean, those coaches kind of deserve Coach of the Year because they've been able to do, you know, great things with hardly any talent, you know? So that just goes to, you know, as a testament to show you what good coaching can do. It can make a team that maybe only had 10 wins in one season go in the next season and look what's happening. They're going to be the eighth seed in the playoffs. I mean, come on. You give awards to people or to players, should I say, that have like the best turnaround, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most improved player of the year. I mean, why not? You know, the same thing goes for the coaches. That's why they award coach of the year. But I think they should take into account the circumstances. I think if they did that, it'd be a more level playing field.
Yeah, exactly. But nevertheless, we know what's going to happen. He's not going to get it. We know that's how it's going to end up. And I know Papa should be fine with it. And I think Spurs fans should be fine with that as well. You know, I don't think, yes, they have those true silver and black fans that bleed the team colors. They're going to have an uproar and say he should have won it and it's rigged and they don't know what they're talking about. But look, there's nothing to take away from a guy like Dwayne Casey and what he's doing in Toronto. It's a phenomenal job. You know, yes, D'Antoni, yes, he has been the whipping boy for Spurs fans and because of the Suns and how the Spurs always owned him in the playoffs and Popovich destroys him. But, you know, nevertheless, he's done pretty good. And Brad Stevens, you know, same thing with him. So, you know, they can't also forget a Terry Stotts out of Portland. You know, he's, you know, who would have thought that the Blazers would be a top three team in the West? I never thought that, like, you know, at all, that the Thunder would fit into that slot. But they're having their issues. But nevertheless, Stotts has got the Blazers together. And I feel like this is not about a show to praise everybody else but Pop. What I'm trying to do here is put things in perspective that there's some stiff competition for that award.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if Pop was doing this plus with Kawhi, I think he might be hands down. But that at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the best record. And we know that. You know that, Joe, and unfortunately it won't be Popovich. But those are our thoughts on the Coach of the Year award and whether or not Popovich deserves that nod. Hopefully he can put another trophy on his trophy case soon. But we want to hear what you have to say. You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at jeffgspurzone. And now Joe's going to tell you everything you need to know about Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, you can look us up on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Two Shots, which is spelled out TWOSHOTS podcast. And you can also check us out on the World Wide Web at www.twoshotssa.com.
Yeah, and you think you just released a new episode not too long ago, right?
Yeah, actually, we recorded that earlier, and that was featuring our special guest, Michael A. De Leon of the Project Spurs. And he was a great guest. We got to, you know, have him on real soon.
There you go. Go check out Joe's show at Two Shots Podcast. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.